views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, founder of The Truth is Funny and the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector, and of course, your host for The Truth is Funny Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific, live on the airwaves. And you can also find us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. You enjoy a new perspective every third Wednesday with host Karen Benton from Limitless Living. The energetic upgrades are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It's my pleasure to share life-transforming information and give you an opportunity to call in and experience the instant relief that shift can bring. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest for today is my beautiful, beautiful sister, Sharan Sirdar, who is an epigeneticist by training and work history, turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree in microbiology, a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases, and has contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm edge and in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics, and she has been featured on Hidden Science TV, Punk Science, author, and she is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. Are you there, Sharan? Hello, Sharan?
Hi.
Oh,
sorry.
There we go. You were muted.
I know. I was trying to press the button. It wouldn't respond.
Thank you for being on The Truth is Funny. I know you've been super, 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 your days have been full. That's how I prefer to say it. And so I know like you've been talking a lot. You were at that major conference in India you were on the show after that last time. What have you been up to since? Let us know.
Being in the moment.
So tell us, what's that like?
Well, you know what it's like. Life is busy, and the best place to be, and I know today we're talking about miracles and the DNA and how that's connected. But I think this is a great example for everyone in the sense of, you know, you and I, we both practice this. And that is that no matter what life has for us or throws for to us, by being present, we are able to get on with it. And the reason I answer it in that way is because I cannot even remember what I've been up to. Like, I know I've done Facebook Lives, and I've done loads of things, and I know I'm doing my PhD, and I know I'm doing some work with a lot of people, and so
it's like, it all sounds like really good stuff, and like this is really something that I feel like it's really important to talk about on the show and for other people out there, because a lot of people that aren't have not learned how to get into that place. Life is very challenging right now for some people because it's not normal. Have you noticed?
Yes, exactly. And this is such an important point. And that's what we can talk about today. I think that, you know, it's very connected to the topic of the call as to how we can access that in our day-to-day life.
You totally. Go for it. You know, I know that you, you know, tell us how, what you're doing now to stay there, what you have done. You know, it's about, because when you're in that split second, even when you're like, when I'm energetically shifting, what I'm doing is I'm that whatever the person is the most bothered by, and then also on the other end, that they're the most happiest by, all of those things can trigger someone. And so if you just get into that split second and recognize, hey, I can get neutral to anything and on either end and everything in between, and go to my center. So you tell us what you do, because I know you do a lot of meditation. Mm-hmm. What are you doing to stay centered?
Well, it's, you know, I think there's two things here. One is that we have to make some time in the day where we do meditate, or if we go out into nature or just be present to something, say even 10 minutes before we start our day. And that just allows for our, it gives you that space to then take that into the rest of the day. So it's not like, I mean, two scenarios. One is if you wake up in the morning, go grab your coffee and you're out the door and you're rushing and you feel like the day's, you know, ahead of you and you keep chasing everything. The second scenario is if you were to give yourself 10 minutes and then you can go get your coffee and then get on with your day. It's almost like it's going from, it's two opposites, you know. And you feel more like the day is coming behind you and you're just being in that space.
So that's a really beautiful way of saying what you're saying. The way I say it is, I don't like to even get out of bed until I've connected with myself and checked in to see, okay, what are the plans for the day? What do I feel strong to doing right now? What is weak? And if it's weak, then I work on myself and the situation until I feel strong to it. Or I just let it go and say, well, that's not happening right now. Because it's grabbing the coffee, running out of the house in a hurry, in a race, all of that is exactly, you know, like what you're talking about, you know. So if I know that before I even get out of bed and my feet hit the floor, that that I've centered myself, I'm stable, I'm balanced, I'm ready to tackle the thing I'm strongest to do in that moment. And of course, for people who have children and there's babies and there's, you know, there's all sorts of family stuff, it can be a lot more challenging when you have a lot of commotion around you. What would you say to those people?
Well, if you have started your day in that way, then it becomes easier to actually deal with that. You become more present to it, you know. I wanted to just bring in the biological aspect of this.
Yes.
Because if you have number one scenario where you have the coffee and you feel like, you know, you're chasing your day, then it really is like being on a hamster on a wheel. And you're constantly just chasing things and it doesn't stop. So, you know, this is where things like insomnia can come in, where inflammation happens. It's because the body is having to fight stress all the time. And so the DNA is then responding that way. And then if we're looking at how to create a miracle body and how to create what would be health and well-being, and by miracle body, I mean connected to that higher network, you know, using your language, Colette, that is the miracle body. Because if you're connected to that, like you said, if you wake up in the morning, you correct and you know what you're going to do and what you're not going to do, and you've corrected yourself. So you've aligned yourself to that. So you're not actually chasing your day. You're actually coming from a place where you've connected with it already, your higher network. And then from there, it's like that network then works through you. So the level of stress is much lower. So then inflammation is lower. So you're not.
Tell us about this. Tell us about the biological, the reason why that would cause inflammation in the body, and what does that do to the body when it's inflamed?
So the reason it would cause inflammation is because it's like, imagine that you're running away from a tiger every day. Like, eventually your body's going to get tired, you know. There's going to be moments where you feel like it's had enough. So, but you keep going. And so the body will break down, and that's where the inflammation comes from. Whereas on the other side, and also it's also because there's a high level of cortisol, and you know, it's the body's, the whole hormonal system gets out of imbalance. And then you've got things like weight issues, things like insulin resistance, which is what leads to diabetes, inflammation,
arthritis.
Yeah. These diseases is because of that. So it's really important for people to check in to see that. But the other thing is that when you're living at that level, you don't even realize it until you don't. Right.
Okay. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen, the queen of shift. We are live. And we are going to be live on Facebook, riding the airwaves the first Wednesday of each month with the dragons from Tales from the Vector. Feel free to call in on this show, 1-800-930-2819. We do love to hear from you. We have Sharan Sardar here with us today, an epigeneticist specialist. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Ms. Sharan Sirdar. Before we continue, Sharan, will you please share your contact information with everybody? How do we reach you?
Absolutely. My website is charansurdar.com. That's CharanSurdhar. But they will definitely find me on there. You'll find the links to Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. There's a whole bunch of videos on YouTube. There's regularly on Facebook sharing a lot, and Instagram, so they can connect with me in all those places.
That's amazing. You're just keeping up with social media these days. And Nikola Tesla did say, if you want the key to the universe, think in terms of frequency, energy, and vibration. And,
yes.
You know, I know you do. And you and I always, I'd like to tune into the collective energy and out there that week. And we always like to, when you're on the show, pick a dragon card together. What do you feel?
Oh, yes.
Do you want me to pick one or do you want to?
Yeah, you can. I haven't got them here today.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Oh, what I picked is the karmic space of jealousy.
Oh, interesting.
That card is really interesting right now because what we were just talking about, that a lot of people don't feel like things are normal and they're sort of scrambling and wanting things to be really normal. Greg Braden has been on this show a couple times and he speaks about it like as in he's told us a story on when he was on the show saying that he went out to this small village. And everybody was kind of sitting around depressed and they'd been all out of work for a long time. And they said, well, the mine closed. And he said, so what are you doing? And well, waiting for the mine to reopen. And they'd been waiting 6 years.
Oh, wow.
You know, what I call it is the new normal. We're in the new normal now. Business systems are changing. Software constantly changing, technology constantly changing. So we are really, we don't want to be scrambling. But the jealousy card is kind of, you can actually be jealous of your own self. Like you could be jealous of yourself when you're skinny or jealous of yourself when you had a better job. And so that's what's coming up as the number one on the collective level is people wanting things to go back to normal, whatever that is. I didn't come from a normal family, so I have no idea. I'm sure you could tell us what normal is, Sharan.
No, not really.
So I just want to let everybody know.
I don't think we'd be talking here if we were normal.
Well, you
about
and I,
all this stuff.
You do. You and I do share the same birth date on a different year, though. So I just want to tell everybody, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819 if you want to have a question for Sharan or me, or you want to have an energy shift. We're here for you. And so we were talking about how, you know, for one thing, one of the health issues that comes up is inflammation. You know, and when people get really angry, that causes inflammation. Do you want to talk a little bit about what anger does biologically to the physical body?
Yeah. So it brings me to the point about, you know, you work on this too a lot, about getting people to be neutral to things. Anger can be a good thing too. But the only reason it's destructive, I feel, is if we react rather than observe. And
yes, so, absolutely. Like, and a lot of people will think of, like if you said, if someone said, you know, I am angry, you aren't actually angry. You're experiencing the sensations and feelings and thoughts that come up in past situations where you've labeled how this feels as anger.
Exactly, exactly. So it's based on a lot of past perceptions and ways of being. But if we can just be present in the moment to it, then it is just anger rather than I am angry. And then right. as we stay in that space, what we were talking about earlier, you know, about starting your day that way, and then it leads to that energy in the day, so that whatever you experience, if it's anger, what we're talking about right now, then if you stay present to it, it's literally like you're shining the torch of the universal light into your cells, and it's taking care of all that past stuff and everything else that's contributing to you feeling that anger. And it's beyond what your mind thinks. It's possibly even connected to what your ancestors have done. So we live in a very, you know, 3D world sometimes, where it's like, well, what it is, you feel something and then you make a thought about it, and the thought then feeds the feeling. So if you're angry, it'll feed some thoughts into your mind, and the thoughts will then contribute to more of those feelings, and then it becomes a vicious cycle. But if we can just step in and stop that by not judging ourselves first, and then recognizing, oh, I just had that thought about this feeling, and then just instead step into the feeling and the feeling that you have in the body of that, of the emotion. And that's where your DNA is listening to that sensation. Like this, that is pure information of love. So it may be anger to the mind, but when you drop into that level, it's just sensation. It's pure love.
Yeah. So how is? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say that, you know, we could. Is there such a small distinction between dropping from the mind, stopping that, and dropping into the sensation? But on a level of the biological, it's so huge as to what happens there.
Well, and this is something that I speak about a lot, how important your physical environment is to support your physical body. Mm-hmm. And your emotions, et cetera. And, you know, we talk a lot about decluttering at the classes. That's our reckless abandon card. And like, because if your home is cluttered, your mind usually is more cluttered, and it actually clutters your cells, like, because your physical environment is just a part of your physical body, really. You know, the car you get in is your vehicle that you drive. Your house or your apartment or whatever is where you live. And then your soul, of course, you know, you're not a human being with a soul. You are a soul that is living in a human body. Mm-hmm. And so when we get in connection with that, and we look after, you know, putting calmness and order in our lives, which can be really challenging at times, you know, if you know where everything is and you're not scrambling around looking for stuff, and especially for young children who are going to school, if they have messy bedrooms, it's more challenging for them to study. It affects them. It affects their ability to be able to declutter their mind. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, maybe?
Definitely, the space definitely has an impact, because I feel that your internal state's always reflected on the outside, and you say this too. And if there's clutter there, then it's basically it's hard to express this, because I'm thinking of like children who have clutter, and then it's like, well, how do you, because I'm kind of almost hearing everyone who's listening in going, but how do you explain that, like children who have a mess around them? So that's the, let's just go to adults. Like, you know, if there is that situation where you have clutter in the house, it's always a reflection of what's going on internally. And once we get clear on that, are able to just, you know, be present, and from that place, inspiration can come and you can then declutter.
Yeah. It's kind of like it goes both directions.
Yes.
And yeah. And, but the thing for even children is, if there's a place that they know to put things, that this goes here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of the thing. It's for me, I'm retraining myself that I put things back after I use them, so I know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is, and I found, you know, it's retraining your habits, and the reason why this is so important is, you know, we're talking about what goes on with your cells inside the body.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel in alignment in your home, and you feel in alignment with your work and with your friends, and, you know, you feel in alignment with, you know, the country you're in, even, you know, or the weather, all of those things line up, it makes it a lot easier for the cells to be in alignment also. And
yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're at that time already where we need to take another break. I am Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. If you want to see some serious shift happen, check out my new Call to Dance program, Baby Steps. It's an integration of over 15 years of experience with people from all walks of life around the globe. I'm going to be having that on June 1st, 9 o'clock till 12:30 in the morning, and then a second one in the afternoon, 2 o'clock till 5:30, and I'm going to also have a free shift happens live talk event that night from 7 to 9, and this is all at the Harvey at the Kanata Hotel in Kelowna, British Columbia, and I'm really looking forward to that. It's an opportunity for people to, in 3.5 minutes, learn what we learn in the morning, three and a half hours, to learn what we learn in my Layer 1 Call to Dance seminar and get a taste for it. Anyway, we'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, You know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You have happened upon the Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. Buzz, buzz. Be irresistible. Become a bee ambassador. You can check that out at borderfreebees.com to create a nectar trail in your community. Here in the Kelowna area, they started the nectar trail. This will be year three now. And we have now the entire city participating, as well as all of Canada. And we had on the show, when I had the Border Free Bees ambassador on, Nancy Holmes, she said we had people from Paris and New York phone in and say they're going to start a nectar trail. So you can check that information out if you want to. I have Sharan Sirdar on the radio show today. We're talking about epigenetics. We're talking about the miracle of DNA and how you can have a miracle body. And we do have a caller, Carter. Who is our caller?
We have Julie from Ontario. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Colette. Hi again.
Hi.
Hi, Chandra. So I guess I have multiple things I'd love to deal with, but I can try to pick the most juiciest. I feel, okay, actually my mom, I feel like my mom and I, I'm really quite triggered by her, so I'm at a point where I may be sort of in, kind of along the line, be assuming some care for her.
When you get in touch with your mom and you think about not having the relationship you want with her, where do you feel that in your body?
My attention is going towards my left. I'd say kind of, I want to say it's like the left ovary, but it's just sort of that area, kind of like the left hip, kind of inside the hip.
Okay.
My left, lower abdomen.
And what do you, when you get in, I just like to get a baseline from people so that we can see if we're making progress here. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, and 0 being cool as a cucumber, neutral, where are you?
The number 8 or 9 is popping in my head.
Okay. Sharan, did you have any questions for her?
No, I was just going to say that if you could just tune into that sensation and then take 3 very, very slow breaths, and I know Colette's already working to those slow breaths. I'll be working silently, and Colette, you can carry on.
Yeah. Sharon prefers to work silently now, which is kind of challenging on the radio.
But it's great that it's both of us on there, because then you
Yeah, but I her and I have been working together so long that really, like, we can I can feel what she's working on all the time anyway, or what's happening when she's doing her work. And so when you get it's more coming up for when I test it emotional than it is actually a physical sensation. It's kind of like the left hip is representing your ability to move forward in life. Did your mom have a challenging birth with you?
I don't know. She's had a mental illness all along.
See, what's coming up. That's what's coming up weak for you, is that you're never going to know the answers to all the questions you have about life, because she couldn't share with you valuable lessons. Does that feel like, so it's kind of like you feel cheated is the word that comes up. When you get in touch with the word cheated, how does that feel to you?
It feels right. I mean, there's a lot of rage.
You're angry. I can feel that running through my hip myself right now. It's kind of like the way it's coming up is, if you can't even be allowed to come into your life and have the experience of having a strong mother who can show you the way, then how are you supposed to be successful in life? And in actual fact, if you think about yourself as a soul living in a human body, what happens is, when you get in touch with that right now, this is coming up on a spiritual level for you and on many other levels. But if you consider that on some level, you chose your parents when you came in to have them be your parents, we all do that. We have, you know, we come through into our families. Just strengthening that for you, I just get that your mom did not have the capabilities, and she did the best she could with what she had. Most people do the best that they can with what they have. We're just going to strengthen what that best means to you. When you get in touch with it now, does it feel like it's shifting at all? The rage?
I think what I'm feeling is like a certain amount of sensation, and I think that the rage is definitely more kind of surface, but it's more diffuse. It's less compacted.
Good. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that. Okay, Sharon.
Yeah, I'm just continuing to work.
Okay, she's going to continue to work. I just want to make sure people realize that I'm not being rude here.
No, you're
not. And monopolizing the time.
This is how we work together. She speaks and I be quiet and do the work as well. That's what makes this awesome pair.
So what number are you at now?
Four or five.
Four, yeah. So that's good. So the diffusion of anger, what I'm recognizing for a lot of people right now is that when they say they're angry and I test it energetically, they're really very much more, it's grief. It's just pure grief. And that's what's coming up for you. So you're grieving, and that's that jealousy card, right? You're grieving the fact that the person you would have been had you had that kind of support that you need. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what I have to tell you is you're perfectly imperfect. And so are your parents. And sometimes the people that have that most challenge, that is what inspires people to move forward in a very strong way. I haven't met a whole lot of people who really push themselves and come to like really, really strong, you know, like really do amazing things when they're totally comfortable in their life. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Tell me about that. Yeah. We've got her laughing now, Sharan.
Yeah, definitely feeling the grief. I mean, I think there's some stuff that's tied with my partner and I parting ways too. So there's, I just feel like him and me and him and me and my mom are kind of.
Oh, definitely. That comes up. So a lot of times when people have an issue with, with their special partner, a lot of the times it is the mother that comes up and the father. And this is true. Like we tend to, that's because our subconscious mind is formed by the time we're seven. And the thoughts that pop into our mind are the thoughts of our parents when we get really upset and triggered about, for the average person, around 95% of the time. So that subconscious mind can be really challenging, okay? So we're just going to check in with you again here. Where are you at? Good. Sharan?
Yeah, I was going to say that on the last bit there, it felt like disappointment and let down as well on that. So just feel
disappointed and let down in feelings, you mean, Sharan?
In, you know, how parents or mom or people that are supposed to be looking after you but didn't, because the ovary would be like being nurtured, especially the left side for the mom, isn't it? So and being able to then create in your own life. And that's what's just coming to me. So
really stuck there. So
good.
Yeah.
We have to take another break here. And I want to thank you so much for calling in. And I'm just getting that we're going to strengthen your perception now to catch up with this energy. And I would advise you just to, you know, sit in this for a little bit, like 10 minutes, like Sharan said, and just like, don't rush off to do something else. Allow this energy, allow this frequency because if we consciously notice and we, that's why I get people to give me a number, because if we consciously notice that the situation is improving or the way we feel about it is improving, and we actually acknowledge that, it's easier for us to get even more improvement. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you, Sharan, for all your good work. This is Colette Marie Steffen. We'll be right back after this short break.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about living lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Colette Marie Steffen on the Truth is Funny Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We have Sharan Sirdar here with us today. And I just wanted to mention, so I don't forget, that I'm having two free live talk events. And then I won't be having any till the end of September. The first one is on May 24th. There's also a Layer 2 Call to Dance seminar that weekend. Friday, May 24th, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. At the Kanata Hotel in Kelowna, BC, and then again on June 1st at the Kanata Hotel from 7 o'clock to 9. That's a Saturday night. And I just wanted to mention that so I didn't forget it. The Holistic Fair will be the last one, will be on June 2nd. And I do have my telespa, Be Irresistible Telespa, tomorrow night, and will be on Claudette Rowley's radio show, which you can check out on Transformation Talk Radio on May 10th. Okay, that's it. That's all I'm doing now. Carter, we have a caller.
Yeah, we have Marie from Paris. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sharan and Colette.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi. perfect timing.
Yeah, because you were just on the radio show yourself. Did you enjoy
yes,
that?
Yes, it was really a pleasure.
Yeah,
yes,
it was so
absolutely.
Much fun. Sharan was just asking about that. She said, well, didn't I see that Marie was on your show?
Yeah, I was really honored for that. Thank you. And now I'm back on the other side, so to speak.
That's good. Nobody's perfect all the time. what can we do
for you
today?
I'm wanting help in strengthening my conviction and decisions in terms of relationships, because it's kind of like I get what I think that I always wanted, and then I notice things that aren't quite perfect with that, and kind of like flip-flop and question, and
okay,
I want to have more certainty.
Okay.
I guess.
So are you talking
or maybe
about
I don't.
Are you talking about all relationships, like with everyone or specifically with partners?
A specific relationship.
Okay.
So my question would be, where is it that you feel that it's not happening? Like, what's the emotion of that? Is it disappointment? Is there? What is that?
Yeah, maybe it's sort of maybe disappointment or kind of just a wondering of, is that it? Like,
sounds like most people's first sexual experience. It gets better.
Like pops the bubble of some imaginary blissful dream somehow.
Sorry, go ahead, Jeanne. So, I just felt the need to laugh.
Well, your show is called The Truth is Funny. So, so where do you feel that? Like the bubble's been popped, you know? Where do you feel that?
Well, I think it's probably all in my head, but mm-hmm. it's uncertainties and... Yeah, and I'm not sure where it's.
Sharon, you're good at bursting bubbles. That's the name of her videos.
Well, maybe what it. Oh yeah, or I maybe it's just it's like really, kind of yeah, figuring myself out, being able to figure myself out.
Yeah. Well,
you know, this is really coming up for you, though, that you're bursting the bubble, like putting a pin in and letting, and you feel totally, the word that I get is deflated.
Yes.
Because it's yeah. Go ahead.
I'm working silently.
She's working silently.
If you can get a number on that, like what
Yeah, what number are you at?
I was at seven or eight.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, just being as simple as deflated. My dad, he used to be he sold tires, and when I get upset and feel deflated, my tires go low like immediately, and that's my dad's way. I always know, hey, that's my dad. If my tires are low, that's his way of letting me know that he's there. Because he's been on the other side 15 years. And so when things get deflated for me, sometimes I'm happy because I'm in his, you know, presence. And so what I'm finding for a lot of people, it's the expectations you have of the way things are supposed to go and where you should be right now. And of people in general, like thinking, oh, well, most people are, you know, like, you know, this or that. And most people are not a particular way. We're all a mixture of a bunch of, we're very complicated. Sharon, do you have anything to add to that right now? Or
No, or I was just working silently.
Okay.
So we can check in, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to check in because I just felt Sharon shift something, and I just want to check in with you, Marie, on what number you're at.
Yeah, there must be a whole lot of shifting going on. I would say I had the number three comes to mind, or comes to heart.
Ah, to heart.
Mm-hmm. Good work, so it's Sharon. From the head to the heart now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. So this is important because the mind and the brain are not the same thing. The brain is what I use, the central nervous system. That's what I'm using to connect with. That's your biocomputer, and that's a hard drive of it. And I always make sure people plug into their heart first, and that I plug into my heart. So because and that would be like your source of power that empowers the shifts. You understand? So that whole heart thing that just came up—that's what I was correcting. Or shifting you towards plugging into your heart rather than plugging into your mind, you know? And then, you know, and that's why Sharon and I both felt you drop into your heart space. And like Sharon said it like this, from the top, like from the mind, from the head, from the, you know, the pressure building there and pulling that energy down into the heart. You know, Marie, we're going to run out of time here now. Radio time really, really goes by fast. So can you tell us where you're at now?
Yeah, more okay about things. I'm just realizing that it's maybe about me being so used to fighting and challenging, and then it's like, oh, it's here, but what? Don't I have to work for this?
You are describing one of the funniest things that happens when people energetically shift. Yeah. I have to quite often shift people not to be bothered by not having a bother.
Yeah.
That's what I was
doing. What's up with that?
we we've run out of time, I just want to give you, Sharon, a chance. And thank you, Marie, for calling in.
Thank you again. Bye.
And Sharon, we have about a minute left, and I just wanted to say thank you for being on the show, and, you know, to the audience, and to my producer, Carter, and of course to Dr. Pat and the rest of her team for giving us all this opportunity to talk about, these things. What would, famous last words, you got about a minute, what would you like to tell everyone?
I would like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to be here, and everyone else and all your listeners. It's just always so, so, so fun to be with you here. So thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. And thank you out there. Have an awesome day. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.